It's a big chizuk everyone comes this year. Only a few days Rosh Hashanah. This is not just the end year day of the Torah, it is the end year of the Torah. It is our last year here. The question on the sign was, do I need to check my mezuzah before Rosh Hashanah? That's a very great question. The answer is, statistically probably yeah, we'll get to why. The Matzah Ephraim, which is also brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchos Elul, says the Bali Nefesh check the mezuzahs at every Elul. Every Elul check the mezuzahs. What's the Inyan? We know the Pasuk, from the Haftorah and Parshas Vayeshev, says, Yimitoka Shofar B'ir V'om Le'echerodu. Can it be possible we'll blow a shofar in town and people won't be chorodim? So what does chorodim mean? Poshim shares, it means that people will tremble. So a person goes to shacharis in the morning and you hear the shofar before the David or after the David and they tremble a few seconds and they count the rest of the day. That's one pshat. Rashi says different pshat. Rashi says chorodim means to be prepared, to be zohir with the words of Chazal. In other words, dikduk b'mitzvahs. Person's hachonah for Rosh Hashanah is to be dakdeg b'mitzvahs. Who are charedim? Charedim are people who tremble all day. Charedim are people who care for the mitzvahs. That's what charedim is. So what's been dakdeg in a mitzvah? That means if you find a mitzvah, make sure you're doing it properly. And a very straightforward mitzvah is mitzvah mezuzah, because they have to be checked on a regular basis anyway. So a person checks them, you know, during an elo, it's a good open, good pesicha to showing a dikduk, you know, you're concerned. Am I doing this mitzvah properly? The mitzvah of checking mezuzahs is actually a Gemara in Yuma. Gemara says mezuzahs, a brasa, mezuzahs, yochid, a person's own mezuzah, private mezuzah, nidekes pamayim b'shavua, twice in 7 years. Sharabim pam b'yoyvo. If you have a public mezuzah, public, it's only once, it's only twice in 50 years, once every 25 years. Private mezuzah is once, is twice in 7 years, that's once every 3.5 years. It's passed in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Mezuzahs yochid nidekes pamayim b'sheva shoyim. Every 3.5 years, your mezuzahs need to be checked. And if they haven't been checked in the past 3.5 years, then the answer is yes, you do, me'ikar ha-din, need to go and check them for Rosh Hashanah. Because you cannot rely on the kashrus of it for more than 3.5 years. Rashi explains in Yuma over there, we're concerned for two things, either nignava, attack has got stolen, it's been, or nirkava, it's got damaged, something happened to it. Now, to check a mezuzah, Api halacha, you don't need to go to a professional sofer. You can do it yourself. Because chayre, when you buy a mezuzah the first time, it's already been written by a sofer, been checked before it goes in the mudan the first place. And the chayre, any chaseiros and yeseiros, anything missing in the mezuzah, chayre should be picked up already. Missing words, missing ois. You're just checking it to see if it's perhaps worn out, if it's dried out, befrat. Outdoor mezuzahs are especially prone to damage, and certainly people checking mezuzah, some things are obvious. You open up and just cracks away. If you have a mezuzah exposed to the sunlight, it will not last. You have to make sure you have a waterproof case and a sunproof case that's exposed to the sun. Interior doors that are facing, the sun shines on them also, you have the same problem. Mezuzahs gotta be checked. Things can go wrong. A yochid can check a mezuzah, you gotta know what you're checking for. Every single ois has to be sholem still, and if a person has the patience to sit down and go through a mezuzah, read through it everywhere, check each ois, each single ois, then they would be able to check the mezuzahs themselves. It's not that you take it off the wall, unroll it, rolling back up, you gotta be careful what you're doing, because if you don't do it right, you can scratch off the letters. I have two mezuzahs over here, which are both posel, which is why they're cut. And you can check it and see if you can find a pasul in it, and you'll see if you're capable of finding checking your own mezuzah. But these are good examples of mezuzahs, which were very nice mezuzahs, and they were posel after they've been checked this elo, and this is what happened. So see if you can find what's wrong with it. It's not very hard, but you've got to look for it. Now, when you're checking a mezuzah also, not just the ksav and the letters, But there's also, I hope you found already. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, you don't check, once you find an episode, you don't check for it anymore. It's too late. A problem with mezuzah, once you got an episode, you cannot fix it up either. Because it has to be cathedral. Most so you cannot fix up
after. Is it a mistake of the lettering or another mezuzah?
What?
There's
a mezuzah, and I have no clues. It's possible. You have to know why it's possible. There's a clear episode. So if you can't find it, you have to take mezuzah to a cipher because obviously it means you are not capable of the job. Mezuzah's checking is well. Very important to check when you're doing it. Check the place where it is put. Where on your door are mezuzahs? Many people have mezuzahs in the wrong place. And loch is a mezuzah which is put in the wrong place is also possible. Right? For example, the Mechaber says the Hedger, Ezeh Mokom Kiviyusa, women for a mezuzah, is Reish Peites. He says, go be on the left, on, it says on the right, and when you come into the, in the to the cheder, v'imkava b'smol p'sula. It's on the wrong side, it's possible. So, many people have mezuzahs on the wrong side. Now, here is a very good shaila we have right here, over here. Now, this is a very nice mezuzah over here, on this door. Now, the problem with this mezuzah is, this is a very difficult door. I'll explain why it's a difficult door, but it's a good example. If you have this in your house, let's say this is your back door of your house, and your mezuzah is over here on the right, as you can see for the camera, here's the door, and here's the mezuzah here on the right. The problem is, this out here is...
Is this your arm?
No.
This is outdoors, which means you're coming in this way. So I come in this way, and there's no mezuzah on the right, it's only on the left. So therefore, this mezuzah is completely wrong. Now,
you can't get out through this.
Now, the limud zechus on this one is because this is not an entrance. You cannot get in from the outside in because you have to go this way. But a chotzer is not having mezuzah. So therefore, hagam it's true, putting on the left is difficult because a pesach has to be kinesimitzia. You have to go in and out of one pesach. So therefore, either this should be potter altogether, because there's no chiv on the way out, because chotz not chayiv. Or it should be on this side, l'chumra, because ultimately when this door is left open, people do go in and out. It is a shul, so it will be potter anyway. So I'm not so bothered by this mezuzah, because it's probably potter anyway the door, because it's not a two-way door. So we're not going to start with the shul, because we are very grateful to the MH for giving us this forum and the opportunity and property to be able to give the shiurim. But nonetheless, this is a good example. If you have this at home, it is no good. And it's very, very common. People on their back doors have it on the right because they think, well, I'm going outside, but it's on the right. Wrong. Can't do it. So that should be moved. Mezuzah, where on the doorpost? It should be two-thirds up. People have them very high. If it's more than a tenth, within a tenth of the top, it's also in the wrong place. So when you have your mezuzah, make sure it's put about approximately two-thirds, which is quite low. That's just maybe somewhere you can see it. If it's too high up, you don't really see it. There are many, many different shapes of doors, which is way beyond the scope of the shiur. Tonight, you've got short doors, which are arches, and doors, which are double doors, and the thing, very complicated. If you are putting an extension on your house, you put a double sliding door in the back, make sure the opening is open from right to left. So you can put the mezuzah on the right when you come in. If you put it on the other side, then your sliding door opens and your mezuzah is a long way away from where the thing. Your mezuzah has to be within a tefach of the pesach. Your mezuzah needs to be within one tefach of the opening where you walk through. So if you've got these double glass doors and you open it this way, there's a big pane of glass over here and you walk there. Now the mezuzah over there is miles from the pesach, so it's no good, it's the wrong place. Some people will put it on the second glass door, it's a fixed panel, which is not bad, but it's not really the doorpost. So, better when you design your house, architect, I need the Pesach on the right going in, so the door opens slightly that way, and you can walk in, no problem. Very side mistake, big problem nowadays with doors is vinyl doors. It used to be a wild exciting in the good old days. Our door was two posts and you had two mezuzahs and a mashkot on top. So you have Mzuzu only. Nowadays they have these security doors because all this gangnogging outside. And they think that the door is going to have Shmira, so they have no post at all. It's smooth and there's nowhere to put the Mzuzu. Now, what are you going to do in that case? Because some people just put it on the wall outside, which is really not where it should be. Because it's maybe within the door, it's maybe as you come in, it's in the doorway. On the outside, within a tefach, somewhere for Pesach, that's called Achorei Hadeles. Achorei Hadeles is kosher b'dieved, but it's not. The best place to put it is either, if you have a door, which the doorpost is smooth, and then there's about a 45 degree angle, and then you get the door hitting. If you can put it on that 45 degree angle, that's the best place for it, in case. Because then it's still under the mashkoif because you have this 45 degree angle all the way around the post.
But it'll be straight, that makes sense.
It will be straight and leaning in is only machloikis. We do that because machloikis should be horizontal or vertical. So we do the pshar in between. Again, it's in the right place. You can't put it on the thing, it's way off. Should not be there. If you can't put it there, it's better to be on the inside of the door, even if you cannot see it. Now, this is a very good trick here, which works. If you have one of these vinyl doors, where it closes, there's a skate, there's a gap between the latch and the inside. If you open it up, what happens is there's a vertical pole coming down, which the door closes against, like that. And in there, that area is normally a hollow. And there's room for a mezuzah, not with a fancy case, but a scroll rolled up, you can stick it in with tape, good sticky tape which doesn't come undone, and that is a good kvias mezuzah, then your mezuzah is in the best place. It's on the kenisa as you come into the doorway. Better there than on the outside, but on the wall where it's not within the kenisa. A big shaila is, if a person, let's say, checks his mezuzah, this is good news, some would like this good news. When a person buys mezuzah the first time, the question is, should you buy, a person buying a house, and mezuzah is another expense, you have to go 10 doors. And you go to the store and say, listen, how much does this cost? He'll tell you, listen, you get 40, 60, 80 pounds. What do you want? So the person thinks, I'll just get the 40 pounds ones. I'll upgrade later. Big shaila, not so straightforward. Upgrading a mezuzah is a shaila because of the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia, a very scary Gemara, which is very relevant. Gemara says like this. When a person leaves a house, right, let's say a person moving out, don't take the mezuzah with you, leave it there. If a goy is going to take the house, you can remove it, but if a let's say yizid, don't take the mezuzah off. Someone took it once, took down the mezuzah, and he left the house, and what happened was, kovar ishtoi shnei bonim, he had the levias in his family after that. Right? So what's the problem? Because a mezuzah is not something you can just take down at ease. There's a machloikis to the Rishonim. The Sheiltis says, what's Shabbos Gemara? Why did this fellow's family members die to the mezuzah? Three reasons. And the Sheiltis says the reason is because the mezuzah itself is so bizarre for the mezuzah. This is a kosher mezuzah. Why are you taking me down? Mezuzah's upset about that. It's a chemist to me, so you can't just discard it for no reason. So therefore, the Sheiltis says, you took it down? Can't do it. Tosfos says the reason is because you left the house without mazikin. A mezuzah is a shmir for mazikin. If you take down a mezuzah, you're leaving the house open to damage. I mean, you don't care about people getting damaged in the house. So therefore, midiklag and midah, you don't care about someone else's family, your family's going to suffer. That's Tosfos. And you have the Ritva. The Ritva says because when you put a mezuzah on a house, it puts a kedusha in the house. Removing the kedusha, that's a problem inside the house, Shaboy. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, the Chumran, all three. That means it's better not to remove a mezuzah unless you have a good reason to remove it. Now,
can you put two mezuzahs on the door?
Now, the Chamuni Daniel has a shaila, is let's say you have a mezuzah on the door, and it's an old mezuzah, and it's been painted over and it's stuck in the thing, so it's probably possible anyway, can't bother checking it. Buy a new mezuzah instead, put it on the door, solve the problem, rather than trying to get one off, ruining the paint, taking the sofa, checking it, what's locked in? So Achmanadina, that's also probably with the Uriah, because it's Baal Toysi. Halacha is one mezuzah per door, not two mezuzahs per door. So you cannot double up a mezuzah, you got to remove the mezuzah that's on your door. You cannot do it.
Well, the old one's possible.
But you don't know it's possible. If you know it's possible, you're right. It's just covered in paint.
If you want to check your mezuzahs, you've got to take it off.
You've got to take it off to check, yes.
So once you've taken it off.
Now, there's a shada. Now, 1/8 of they say to take mezuzahs off, to switch mezuzahs, is take it off. And they put a different one on. That's what people use when they move houses, they want to take the mezuzah with them. They'll go to a gemach, get the gemach mezuzah, take the mezuzah off to check it, and then put the gemach one back.
Yeah.
This is very b'diavad. The Brisker Rav did not like this, Chazanish did not like this. Rabbi Falkos of Tshuva in his second Chelik Machs Eliyahu, very busy. It's not the best thing to do. Mezuzahs stay on doors where they're put, and therefore it's best. Now, the Shai is upgrading a mezuzah. So, the Chazanish says, yeah, if you want, there's mutter to do it. Some poiskim will not let you do it. So if you want to save money, yeh on the like, don't upgrade the mezuzah. If it's kosher, take it off, put it back.
You can charge
the mezuzah. You can charge, there's a whole shayla. The mezuzah is essentially, if they have a moichan lekeach, the mezuzah are considered part of the house. Since they cannot be removed, they come part of the house, so therefore they include in the contract, unless it's specified otherwise. Even though other fixtures which are only nailed and let's say would not be part of the contract, this is different because halakhically it can't be removed either. That's a whole shmooze.
So how can you check the mezuzah? It's so dangerous to turn.
So the shayla is, how can you take it off then? Altogether, the answer is because of the tzorich mezuzah. Since it's tzorich the mitzvah, I have to take it off to check it.
And how quickly must you put it back?
So as long as it takes to check, you take it off, give it to the soifer, the soifer shakes it and bring it back to you. Very important over here is, when you take it back, you should not make a new bracha. That's only if you put the same mezuzah back on the door you took it from. Switching mezuzah from door to door is also not correct, because if you switch a mezuzah from a deraisa door to a drabonon, for example, if I have a big room and I'm going to put it on a walking closet instead, which is only a drabonon, it's much too small. Well, you can't do that, it's not fair to the mezuzah, it's upset. I was on the rice, I'm on the drabonon door, gotta be careful. The way to do the mezuzah is, what is?
Now,
if you put the same mezuzah back where it came down from, no bracha. The way to actually do that, a circuit told me, the best thing is, you number each mezuzah, you take a piece of tape and put it on the doorpost, one. So therefore, each mezuzah you match up. People's lists of papers, it never works, because they also for blunder things. Take a tape, put it on the door with a number on, and that way each mezuzah will match up. So when you take them down, you put them back, you know where each one goes. You don't have to make a new bracha because it's going back. Again, you have to make sure that it's done. But you know, the sort of take a few days to do it. So I was like, what am I going to do?
It's the
same
thing.
No, the next thing, yeah, because the same mezuzah goes out that door. This mezuzah goes out that door. It's just, it's still being a mezuzah, it's being serviced. But it's still sandwiched to the door. If it's a day later, no new bracha. If it's the same mezuzah going up the same door.
Maybe same day or 24 hours?
It's not a question of days, it's a question of the service plots and everything.
It took before that, you brought it back
next. Yeah, so there's no new bracha. If it's going back on the same door, it doesn't have a new bracha. I'll finish off with the Rambam, which is also in the vein again to singing the Elul. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, he says, Chayv Odom Nizor Ben Mezuzah. You've got to be very careful, Neshi Yechoyvas, Hakoyel, Tomit. It's like everyone. It's grada, it's brought down one thing, says Mechaber says on mezuzah, one thing you have to mechanach your children on as well. Im katanim, chinuch on mezuzah, specifies on mezuzahs. And he says, why? Every time you go in and out of your door, you're going to be a chod shvash kodesh, you're going to bump into your mezuzah, right? And think about Hashem, why you should. V'yiv kara avosoy, remember this love is protecting you. And he says, v'yeyo mishnosoy, and you wake up from your sleep. The message of the shofar, right? You know, Uru Yishenim Yishenasim, wake up from your sleep. You have the same thing with the mezuzah every time you go in and out. The mezuzah is really where you have a concert every time you go in and out of your house two times. Wake up, wake up, wake up. So people sleep with the shofar, so is anyone that sleeps with the mezuzah. So a person is in the zerazoya, understands the shofar. Mezuzah as well, the first thing a person thinks, do the Rambam is up to date, either checked up to date, and even if that's up to date, or with Zichra, a good idea, the Zohar, if you're not sure being checked, Zichra, they have the Matzah Prime, it's a good thing to do during Elul, and that's the Chuz, that's the here's the Mitzvah, the Charedi El Mitzvah, plus Mezuzah, plus the Kol Mitzvahs, and that is the Chuz that could go towards Rosh Hashanah, to Eksim, Bechatzim, Atoy.